everybody. Welcome back to Chinese Soundbites, brought to you by Shanghaiist and Chinese Pod. I am Amber.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And today we're talking about something you see everywhere right now.
A seasonal delicacy.
Yes, called hairy crab. Now, this is weird, but are they really hairy, Jenny? They didn't look that hairy to me, but I've never actually put one in my mouth.
Oh, hopefully not the hair, certainly. But in Chinese, the name doesn't have hair in it. In Chinese, it's actually 大闸蟹.
Okay, so first of all, da is fourth tone, which probably means big, right? Mm,
yes, you're right.
But the weird thing is they're kind of small, but we'll get to that. Zha is third tone. Zha, which is second tone. And xie, which is fourth tone.
Mm.
Now, they're not that big, Jenny.
They're not. But the da in 大闸蟹 doesn't describe the crabs.
Oh.
But the gate of the dam.
A gate of a dam. So where do these crabs come from? Places with dams?
What? Yeah, because I think before they became like farmed hairy crabs, the wild ones would flew downstream when they opened the gate to the dam. So that's why it got its name, 大闸蟹.
Oh, so this must be a freshwater crab then, is that
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Interesting. So, Jenny, tell us about this delicacy. What is so good about it? I mean, is there any meat inside of them? They're so small.
There is a lot of work involved to get the meat out, but it's all worth it.
Yeah.
And I think it's almost like a ritual every time of the year you eat 大闸蟹. And what people really like is the sperm and egg.
Okay, so now it's all becoming clear. It's not about the meat so much as it is about the sperm and the eggs. Okay, we're not going to teach you how to say sperm and eggs. No, this is not the sex ed podcast, but rather we're going to teach you how to say male crab and female crab. So you can state your preference if you're more of a sperm eater or an egg eater. So male, Jenny, how do you say male for animals? It's different than for people, right?
对，公的。
So gong, that gong is first tone, G-O-N-G.
老公的公.
Oh, like husband. Husband. That makes sense. And how do you say female for animals?
母的.
Which is third tone,
对.
M-U.
Mm. Well, I personally don't like either. I normally go for the meat, not sperm or eggs.
I would have to say that would probably be my preference, though I'm afraid to try now.
But I have to say, I remember back in the days about 10 years ago, 大闸蟹 was a lot more expensive and they tasted really good because they were, most of them were wildlife, and now most of them are farmed and somehow they've lost a lot of flavor.
Yeah, I think that happens with farmed things. Well, it doesn't stop people. They're transporting them to Singapore and all over
friends.
The place, right?
Well, actually, my Singaporean friends, every year between October to January, they will make multiple trips to Shanghai for hairy crabs.
The hairy crab mecca.
Yeah, and this year they just came and bought like 120 hairy crabs back home to Singapore.
You never know where they're going to show up.
Yeah, and it's easy to take them to the plane. I did it from Shanghai to Beijing for my relatives. So apparently you can do it to Singapore too.
Well, if you can bring a pet cat, why not bring a hairy crab?
对, why not bring your 大闸蟹?
Let's do your review. 大闸蟹 is hairy crab.
对.
And how do we say female or male crab?
Female, 母的. Male, 公的.
Okay, well, everyone, we want you all to go and try your preference, female, male, okay, and let us know how they are.
Okay, that's it from Chinese Pod and Shanghaiist. We will see you next time on Chinese Soundbites.
再见.
再见.